Hello, this is Jack, welcoming you to Learning English Through the Bible. I'm so glad to spend some time with you today on two English words from the Bible, day and light. You certainly know that the English word day has two literal meanings. A day can mean a period of about 24 hours for one round of the Earth's rotation. A day can also mean half of that 24-hour period, when our side of the Earth is lit by the sunlight as opposed to the other 12 hours of darkness. But from what hour does a 24-hour day start? Nowadays, in almost every country, a day starts and ends at midnight, when our side of the Earth is 180 degrees opposite to the sun. So a modern day has approximately 6 hours of darkness, and then 12 hours of light, and then 6 hours of darkness. To the Jewish people, however, a day starts and ends at sunset, so each day has 12 hours of darkness, and then 12 hours of light. Do you know that this latter definition was first introduced in the Bible? Do you know that light existed even before the sun and the stars? Let's read the first passage of the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. In the rest of this chapter, the sentence, "And there was evening, and there was morning," is repeated 5 more times until the 6th day, when the creation was completed. Now let's jump to the 4th day. In verses 14 to 19, we read, "And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the sky, to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. Here we see two meanings of the English word light in verses 3 to 5, verse 15, and verse 18. It is used to mean a special thing that makes objects visible. In verses 14 to 16, it is used to mean the light sources, objects that give light. Light is very important to our physical beings. We use the light of the sun during the day, and we use the light of oil lamps or electric light bulbs in the night. Light travels at a very high speed, 300,000 kilometers per second. That is 671 million miles per hour. Therefore, it appears to us that light cannot exist independent of a light source. But this appearance is not true. In fact, light can and does exist independent of its sources once emitted. In Genesis 1, we have read that the light sources, that is, the sun and the stars, were actually made 3 days after light came into being. This order of creation is definitely counterintuitive. The Creator God must be telling us, don't trust your visual perceptions and your feelings that much. Now we see that light has such a prominent position in the first book of the Bible. We must ask, what does it represent? The answer, of course, is in the New Testament. Let's read a few passages from the fourth book of the New Testament. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 3. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Here we see Jesus, the Creator of all things, is the true light, and he was coming into the world. In chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In chapters 11 and 12, Jesus said, A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. It is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light. The man who walks in the dark does not know where he is going. Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. Yes, the true light came to us 2,000 years ago. Jesus, the Lamb of God, bore our sins. He died on the cross and rose from the dead on the third day. He is now in heaven, giving light to all who believe. However, the Bible also says, The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For God, who said, Let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. The Bible clearly tells us that Jesus will come back and bring all his people, the sons and daughters of light, into the new Jerusalem when he destroys the heavens and earth. In that city, we do not need the sun or the moon. For the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, it's time to say goodbye now. I hope to walk with you in the true light of the New Jerusalem on that day, and hope to meet you again next time as we continue our journey through the Bible. Until then, may God bless you and may God be with you.